gonna re-record this, but try to keep it candid as much as I can. I really wanted to start this recording by saying I love the game Don't Starve. I've played Don't Starve quite a bit on PlayStation, and just noticed that they released it for the Nintendo Switch, so I'm really wanting to play Don't Starve together. You are going to be absolutely hooked. It's a phenomenal game. With that being said, let's go ahead and jump into these questions, which thank you for writing these up for me. That was very lovely of you. We'll start with the question, if I could choose between being able to fly or breathe underwater, which would I pick and why? That one is an easy one for me. So I'm afraid of heights, so that rules out flying, though it would be cool to be able to just get up and go somewhere. It would have to be breathing underwater for me. Even as a child, I would have dreams about being able to swim underwater and not worry about having to come back up for air, and it was such a floaty feeling. Plus, I mean, who doesn't like being suspended, like, low gravity? You feel like you're weightless. Just to stay suspended, it's so therapeutic, so I think that would have to be it. Plus, I said a story in the last one, so I'll tell you it in this one too. I went to Hawaii for my graduation gift from my parents. It was in July, so it was right after graduation. And I remember there was a moment where I was sitting in the pool on the 4th of July at our hotel, and we were really close to a beach in that hotel. And I looked up with my goggles on underwater, and I could see all of these fireworks going off at the beach. It was probably one of the coolest moments of my life. I don't know. So there was that. Definitely breathe underwater. Your next question was, if you could live in any period of history besides the present, which would it be? I couldn't really come up with a good answer for this one. Besides living in the 70s, I'm trying to think of a good era where, you know, women had it good, and it's not looking too good, but... I think the 70s, because the music was phenomenal, the sheer fuckery, people didn't care. I mean, you could make a joke about something and not worry about somebody getting offended and losing your job over it or getting in trouble. Definitely because of the music and just the environment and how the people operated back then, definitely the 70s. I probably will come up with a better answer to that later on, when it dawns on me what I was missing, because I'm sure there's an era in there that I have on the brain I just can't think of. So I'll move on. My favorite dinosaur. In the first recording, I actually had to look this up because I forgot the name of it, but I believe it's a Brachiosaurus. They're the really tall ones with the long necks, and they're herbivores, so they seem to just stay peaceful. They don't really mess with any of the other dinosaurs. But they're always so cute. I loved it when Jurassic Park would show them. I would just want to ride on the back of one or something. And then the last one is, what's my favorite ice cream? I feel like I am the most boring person when I answer this, and it's because I am lactose intolerant, so I can't really explore with ice cream too much. But if I had to choose a flavor, it would probably be anything that had cookie dough in it. Like a chocolate ice cream with cookie dough bits in it. And I know I'm pretty much describing a blizzard here. I think that counts. But after I said, oh yeah, blizzards, blah, blah, blah. If I'm going to include brand names, the Ben & Jerry's fish food. Top of the line. Best ever. Cannot top it. Besides that, those are all the questions. If you liked this, you can give me another list. I'd be happy to answer them. And yeah. Talk to you soon.